Florida Public Service Commission news release dated Tuesday, October 1st, 2013. Nuclear cost recovery approved for 2014. The Florida Public Service Commission today approved recovery of $43.4 million for construction of planned nuclear generation and improvements to existing nuclear units for Florida Power and Light Company, effective January 2014. Recovery amounts include costs for construction investments in FPL's planned Turkey Point Units 6 and 7, and adding generation capacity to existing Turkey Point Units 3 and 4, and St. Lucie Units 1 and 2. When completed, these projects are expected to add approximately 2,722 megawatts of new nuclear generation to FPL's system, enough energy to power 1.4 million homes. FPL residential customers using 1,000 kilowatt-hours of electricity will see a monthly charge of approximately 46 cents beginning in January 2014, reflecting a $1.19 decrease from the current charge. As a result of revisions to Florida Statute 366.93 by the 2013 legislature, FPL's total recovery was reduced by $1.6 million due to adjustments in calculating carrying costs. Recovery amounts approved today were thoroughly reviewed by commissioners on August 5th, when the utilities and consumer groups testified on actual and estimated nuclear construction project costs during the PSC's annual nuclear cost recovery hearing. As part of the larger settlement agreement involving other PSC docketed cases, Duke Energy Florida's 2014 nuclear cost recovery amount was approved by the commission during the August 5th hearing. Duke Energy Florida residential customers using 1,000 kilowatt hours will see a monthly charge of approximately $5.62 beginning in January, reflecting an 89-cent increase from the current charge. For more information, visit the PSC's website, www.floridapsc.com. Follow the PSC on Twitter, @FloridaPSC.